Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
To the Western Hotline, another Bills segment previewing tonight's game. Chris Brown, he'll have play-by-play of the game tonight. He'll have the call with Eric Wood, Sal Capaccio on the sidelines. Chris, good morning. Jeremy and Joe on this. It's beautiful up here. It's, what is it, hot, muggy? Sal told us it's always hot and muggy and always might rain. It might be one of those few times where you'd rather be in Buffalo, but I can't speak for that, maybe.
No, you would be 100% correct. It is swampy and disgusting here. The humidity is like 81%, which is something that they're going to have to keep an eye on tonight. When it's this humid, you know, guys sweat more. So staying hydrated and probably hooking up to some IVs at halftime will be in order tonight. The game time temperature at kickoff is supposed to be about 81 degrees. And McDaniel's team, Miami is 16-1 under McDaniel when the temperature is 75 degrees or more.
Wow.
I know Josh Allen is 6-0 in Thursday games. And as we know, the Bills are 11-1 in their last 12 against the Dolphins and average over 34 points per game. So pick which side of this you want to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, here it's going to be about 71 around game time. So people outside in this neck of the woods will enjoy that. You know, Chris, as you say, pick which side you want to be on. A question I like to ask about this matchup, this rivalry now, is while the Bills have won 11 out of 12, they've won so many. The last four out of five have been one-score games. I mean, the game they win, the Bills win down there at the end of last season is a touchdown game. We got field goal games the year before, the playoff game. Do you think that even though the Bills have their number, that Miami has closed the gap a little bit from, I mean, they used to lose by 30 with regularity, and now it's been a more even matchup, even though the Bills frequently come out on top?
Yeah, I mean, Miami's a good team. I mean, let's not just dismiss them out of hand because of what the record's been. They just haven't been able to get over on them. But yeah, the games down here have been close, and I'm expecting something similar tonight, unless there's, you know, some turnover filled affair by one side or the other. So yeah, I think it is going to be a back and forth game, and I think the big key for the Bills is, can the secondary for Buffalo, which as we all know looks a little different than what it's been over the last 6 years, can they play top-down defense, which is what McDermott's defenses are known for, and keep the likes of Waddle and Hill in front of them. They've done a great job on Hill. I mean, since he's joined the Dolphins, his longest reception against the Bills is 23 yards. The problem's been Waddle, you know, who's had 60 and 70-yard catches against the Bills in previous matchups. So that new safety tandem of Hamlin and Rapp they're really going to have things buttoned up on the back end. You know, when you don't have Milano, you don't have Taron Johnson, so the guys that are going to be called to step in are really going to have to mind their P's and Q's and just force Miami to earn it all the way down the field.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier, Chris. The longest plays the Dolphins have had against the Bills since Mike McDaniel became their head coach. And Tyreek Hill's longest play against the Bills is 23 yards. Waddle has five plays longer than that, including one that was 67. So I don't think you want to – you're not going to look at that and say, let's ignore Tyreek Hill now because we figured that out. Now let's go over and cover Waddle more. It's almost kind of a – pick your poison maybe a little bit. Like, Waddle's a great player, but Hill might be, when he's getting loose, the best receiver in football. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm okay giving up a big play to Waddle here and there if it means I'm going to basically stifle Tyreek Hill.
Right, and Waddle lines up in the slot a lot, and as we know, it's going to be Cam Lewis again this week. So how much is that matchup impacted by the absence of Taron Johnson? I'm very curious to see, you know, how Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott choose to draw this up in terms of trying to, you know, keep things under wraps.
Chris Brown joining us as we gear up for Bills Dolphins. A little bit of a shocker to not see Josh Allen as offensive player of the week after his performance against Arizona. You know, I think the standing joke is that maybe they're planning on him getting it this week. It happens all the time against the Dolphins. But Greg Rousseau was defensive player of the week. A good honor for him, a three-sack performance. And Chris, it's an immediate follow-up on what people had seen a little bit in the preseason and at camp. There were big expectations for Rousseau coming into the year, and immediately he has started to live up to those.
Yes, and I think the key is just stay healthy. You know, being a long levered player, sometimes he's susceptible to like those ankle injuries. I know a high ankle sprain compromised his level of play, even though he was still in the lineup a couple of years ago. So let's just all cross our fingers and toes that he can stay healthy, because if he does, I think he's destined for a double-digit sack season. And look, he was still, I mean, I know the three sacks stand out from last week, obviously, but still really good against the run. I think he had two tackles for loss, had a couple of quarterback pressures and hits as well.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And I think the person that helps the most, guys, is Von Miller, who, not for nothing, you know, had a sack, you know, basically drove the offensive tackle into Kyler Murray, forced him to trip, and then tapped him down for the sack. But he also had five quarterback pressures last week. So encouraging signs from Vaughn as well, and you've got to believe a lot of attention is going to be paid to Rousseau just based on what the Dolphins see on film. And hopefully that gives Vaughn some one-on-one opportunities.
And with Vaughn, you know, Joe had the stat also where he was fourth in the NFL in...
It was like pressures per
rush.
Because he only rushed the passer 19 times. And as Chris said, he got there five.
And one thing I wonder, Chris, is if we'll see that number go up with a different game script, or if it will go up just because they start to bring him along in a different way. I mean, he's coming back from the injury, and now he looks like he might be fully recovered from it. So I don't know if there's a load management thing, if it's a game script situation, but I wonder if it's possible we might even see more of Vaughn as the season goes on.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the approach is tonight, because coming off of this game, you've got the mini bye. He only played 29 snaps last week, so do you play him maybe 40 snaps tonight, knowing he gets a mini bye coming off of this game? I think there's a good chance we see that.
What do you think the Bills' offensive game plan will look like in this game? The finale last year, they did actually, you know, like the run volume had gone up once Joe Brady took over, but in that game, like, Allen dropped back more than 45 times, and James Cook had 13 carries. I think Fournette had 7. But they did run it a good amount in week one. Do you kind of expect it'll be more of a balanced-looking attack, because that is kind of the way defenses are playing the Bills, right? Like, it's don't let the big play over the top, dare them to run a little bit, and the Bills' rush attack, at least since Brady took over, has looked like it's more capable of taking advantage of that.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what the cat and mouse game is between, you know, Joe Brady and yet another new defensive coordinator from Miami and Anthony Weaver. And you'll hear it tonight in our pregame interview leading up to kickoff with Joe Brady, but I was talking to him yesterday about how different this Dolphins defense looks from the one he saw the year before in Vic Fangio's defense, and he said it's night and day. Basically, Anthony Weaver's running Baltimore's defense. He just doesn't have all the same personnel that he had, you know, in Baltimore. So I think they're going to try to test the run front of the Dolphins. Christian Wilkins is not there anymore. Now, they've got Calais Campbell, who I think has been one of the better defensive tackles in football all 17 years of his career. He's an anomaly. But I think they want to test that. You know, they've got a new inside linebacker in Jordan Brooks. I'm curious to see what they do and maybe try to establish the run early, but let's make no mistake about it, guys. I mean, Josh Allen has no problem rolling up yardage on this defense, no matter who's in there, seemingly. So I think they are going to go to the air as well. I'm just curious what that breakdown looks like in terms of run versus pass.
Will Dalton Kincaid see more attention this week from the Bills? He got a lot of attention from Arizona last week, one of the reasons he only had the two targets. But Brady did say, you know, would like to get him involved. I mean, as part of spreading the ball around, the Bills will find matchups they like, no doubt. But Kincaid, I would imagine that's one of his more quiet games we'll see him have, and maybe there's more stuff schemed for him tonight.
Right, and I'm wondering who the coverage assignment is. Like, do they put a big corner like Jordan Fuller or Jalen Ramsey on Dalton Kincaid? Do they go that route? Do we even see former Bill Saran Neal as a matchup, you know, on Dalton Kincaid? I'm very curious to see what they decide to do there. It was evident in week one that Arizona made Dalton Kincaid a coverage priority. Do the Dolphins do the same thing, or do they decide to deploy their assets elsewhere? I'm very interested to see across the board what the Dolphins decide to do coverage-wise, and if Kincaid's still a priority, or if they just play the Bills' passing game straight up and then make adjustments as the game unfolds.
Got any sense on what level of Bills fans we might see in the crowd tonight?
Well, I mean, I was out to dinner last night on A1A, and let's just say there was a healthy contingent out and about. So I think you've got enough transplants down here from Buffalo that there's always going to be a healthy contingent. And look, people probably looked at this on the calendar and said, oh, you know, I just take a 4-day weekend, go down to Florida. So I don't know, maybe 20, 25, 30% Bills fans. That's my guess.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for it. And it's always a good trip. So best of luck tonight. Safe trip home. And we'll chat on Monday.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline as we prepare for Bills-Dolphins tonight. His appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. When we get back, I want to put a bet up on the bet board with you. We talked about it in a break. We'll bring it to the airwaves. A bet. One thing that will happen tonight. Has to do with trash talk, has to do with Jalen Ramsey. I want to bet on the bet board. You tell me if you'll take it. Next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.